Spring is here, and you can now get almost anything you need for your sunny days delivered with Uber Eats. What do we mean by almost? Well, you can't get a well-groomed lawn delivered, but you can get a chicken parmesan delivered. A cabana? That's a no. But a banana? That's a yes. A nice tan? Sorry. Nope. But a box fan? Happily, yes. A day of sunshine? No. A box of fine wines? Yes. Uber Eats can definitely get you that. Get almost anything delivered with Uber Eats. Order now. Alcohol in select markets. Product availability may vary by region. See app for details.
This episode is brought to you by Intuit, the technology platform that brings financial confidence with products like TurboTax, Credit Karma, QuickBooks, and MailChimp. You might have learned the recorder in school, but probably not how to navigate the financial world. Luckily, Intuit's on a mission to help with the free Intuit for Education program. It provides students with the lessons to learn essential skills, like how to build credit, file taxes, and budget. Check out their free resources at intuit.com/education.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle, a run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Hello and welcome to the Analyst Inside Cricket. Simon Hughes here. I've just been watching another tremendous IPL match between the Delhi Capitals and the Rajasthan Royals. The Delhi Capitals doing brilliantly, actually, to defend 162 in Dubai. It looked as if they were going to lose, and the Rajasthan Royals looked as if they were going to fairly comfortably overtake that target of 162. They only needed 39 from the last 30 balls, but they lost their way and only scored 25 off those last five overs. So brilliant bowling by Kagiso Rabada, Ashley Nofke and others. A young lad called Tushar as well, playing his first game, held his nerve in the last over to get Delhi Capitals home, and they're now top of the table. And Rajasthan Royals, of course, the English-orientated team with an English owner, someone that I know really well, Manoj Badali, and I've done this book with him, of course, and very much an English-orientated team with Joss Butler and Ben Stokes and Jofra Archer very much to the fore. They all had pretty good games today. Ben Stokes finding some great touch with 41 opening the batting. And actually that opening partnership with Butler was really scintillating. It was ex-certificate cricket, watching Rabada and Nofke bowling to Stokes and Butler. Some incredible shots. Butler hitting Nofke back over his head for an easy, sort of almost nonchalant six, ramping him twice for four, back over the keeper's head, and then trying to just play a normal shot, getting bowled by Nofke, who was up at 156 kilometres an hour. We think that's probably one of the fastest balls ever bowled in the IPL. So it was a really scintillating cricket, but then they lost their way a little bit. Steve Smith getting out early on, and gradually the Delhi Capitals bowlers applying the screw and finally winning the match. So it leaves Royals in seventh spot and the Delhi Capitals, as I say, top of the table, having played one more game than the Mumbai Indians. Now, this isn't really an excuse to tell you about the IPL. This actually is just an excuse more to tell you about tomorrow, Thursday, 7 p.m. Or it's today if you're listening to this on Thursday, the first of our new venture, a virtual cricket club that we've created, Simon Mann and I, inviting a prominent guest on each week. It's a live stream from our homes with tomorrow Angus Fraser, former Middlesex and England bowler, of course, who's a great character. And the idea of this live virtual cricket club is to try and get everybody engaged in cricket conversation over the next few months when winter and also the pandemic frustrates our opportunities to get out and meet each other and maybe play some indoor cricket or whatever. So we want to keep the cricket conversation going, 7 p.m. on Thursday nights. And also there's the opportunity to win prizes as well on this particular stream, because we're going to do a competition each week with a £50 prize as well if you answer a simple question. You can join by going to the Crowdcast platform. The website is www.crowdcast.io, and for tomorrow, /E/Angus-Fraser. So that's crowdcast.io/E/Angus-Fraser. And if you go to that, you can sign up for 7 p.m. Thursday nights to watch us and talk about cricket and anything else that comes into our minds. We've got a few surprises lined up. We've got some great guests lined up as well over the winters. And if you can't join us at 7 p.m, you can also watch it on catch up as well whenever you like. It'll be uploaded straight away as a video podcast. So can you please join us, because we want to try and raise some money for the PCA Benevolent Fund through this virtual cricket club, which we're going to really get momentum on in the next few weeks. It's crowdcast.io/e/AngusFraser. Please join us 7 p.m. Thursdays, tomorrow night and every Thursday. We'd love to see you there. Thanks for listening.
Podcast Network.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.